bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us, O Lord. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bow before you, O Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. For you, the Lord, you are kind, for your tender mercies. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you, O Lord, for your mercy that is inexhaustible, for your love that is forevermore. You are God, that you are slow to anger, but plenteous in mercy. O Lord, we honor you. We bow before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your thought towards us at all time is peace, is to give us good and expected end. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his grace. Honor him for his goodness. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon his word this day. I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. I declare the blessing of the Lord upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in the favor of the Lord. Today I walk in the blessings of the Lord. Today I walk under the favor of the Lord. Today I walk under the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the favor of the Lord is released upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus. I receive blessings today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, have ear the word of the Lord. You will yield your increase unto me this day. In the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I assess the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand. I prophesy, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon my life. In the name of Jesus, that which is beyond the imagination of men that the Lord has prepared for me, I receive them today. In the name of Jesus, for his word has said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of men what the Lord have for me. Today I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, every barrier of the enemy I'll cross my way this day, they are cleared off in the name of Jesus. For the scripture says that fire goes before the Lord and consume all his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord goes ahead of me today and destroy every hindrance across my way. In the name of Jesus, I silence every demonic voice, every demonic noise, every demonic language in my day. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over my life this day. His banner over me is love. Oh, in the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I declare today, I am not frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I am not depressed, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I bask in the joy of the Lord, for his glory is upon me. Oh, for this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. Oh, truly people will look at me and they will say, this is the one that the Lord has helped. This is the one that the Lord has favored. In the name of Jesus, I speak to myself daily. I am a symbol of the favor of the Lord. I am a symbol of the one that the Lord has given help unto. In the name of Jesus, this day I receive great help. In the name of Jesus, I receive great help. Help in scarcity, mercy for preservation, I receive today. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day I am blessed. For the Lord, I declare by the word of the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare today, in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. I declare by the word of the Lord, every demonic traffic along my way, they are removed in the name of Jesus. This day, you are a day of blessing for me in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and speak to the Lord concerning this nation. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Ask that the Lord will intervene over this nation. Lord, we call upon you. Father, we ask for your mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us in Nigeria. Lord, what we are asking is that you would dethrone the wicked in the name of Jesus. You will not allow the wicked to continue to prosper over this nation in the name of Jesus. You will break the scepter of wickedness in Nigeria, that they will not prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus. You will not allow the wicked to turn this nation to become the habitation of cruelty. Lord, arise and have respect for your covenants. Oh Lord, Nigeria must not turn to the habitation of the cruelty. Nigeria must not turn to be the abode of the wicked. Father, we ask you would destroy the enterprise. You would destroy the devices of the wicked over Nigeria. Show us mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, show us mercy. Show yourself strong, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break the scepter of wickedness over Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Father, break the scepter of wickedness over Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they will not prosper in their enterprise, Lord. Father, take charge. Father, take charge of this nation from the north to the south, from the west to the east. Lord, every corner of this nation, Father, break the scepter of the wicked. The enterprise of the wicked cannot continue to prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, you will disappoint their enterprise. You will frustrate them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to continue to pray for this nation. We must not stop. Let us continue to pray. Nigeria must not become a corner of the world that is an abode for the wicked. Nigeria must not become an abode of the cruelty. Let us arise and pray for this nation and ask for the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord will arise and show us mercy. It is well with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, if you look at the way we tag our podcast, today is going to be His Word for Today, Series 6 and Episode 365. That means the Lord has helped us to circle through the year. And by the grace of God, tomorrow, His Word for Today's podcast is going to be 6 years. This is wonderful. The Lord is good unto us at all times. I want to believe that this podcast has been a blessing to you and your household. So feel free to share with us your testimony. Last year we asked for testimony, people send in their testimony, and you know, it was wonderful. We read testimonies that are jaw-dropping. Believe me, what the Lord has done for people through His Word every morning. Let me share this with you. There was a moment of discouragement, and we were just thinking of probably we are going to put an end to it. And right there, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to us a word of encouragement. And by the time I was going to pick my phone, somebody sent in a message. Somebody I've not spoken with for a long time sent his message, and he said, "Please, sir, this word that you send to me every morning, please don't stop. That this has been an anchor for him since the time he has been receiving it." Because for that period, he was in a place where he could not attend any church. And that has been the word that he uses as a point of prayer, as a point of devotion, as a point of contact to the word of the Lord every day. Believe you me, that alone is a testimony. That alone is all that my spirit needs to hear at that particular time. And it was a blessing. blessing unto me. So I want to believe that this podcast has been a blessing unto you. So you can as well share your testimony, no matter how long or how short it is. You can send it in as a voice note or type it, send it to us on our WhatsApp platform. Or you can as well put a call through to celebrate with us. You know the number that we have if you are within Nigeria. It is 08060796317. And if you are outside Nigeria, you remove the first zero and you add +234 8060796317. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. It has been a wonderful 6 years of experience of the blessings of the Lord. So tomorrow we are starting our journey of the seventh year. Oh, how wonderful it is. So April, we are going to be celebrating the grace of God upon our life, upon this ministry, most importantly, upon this early morning podcast. The Lord has given us his word. The Lord has said his word. He has spoken his word. Great is the company of them that publish it. He has given us his word. He has said it will not be said of us in this household that there is no bread in the house of bread. There will always be bread in our house and there will always be food in our table. And when it comes to the word of the Lord, there will always be his word to share with his people. There will always be revelation to be given to the people of the Lord every morning. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. So once again, celebrate with us, share your testimonies with us so that we can rejoice with you what the Lord has done, what he is doing presently, and those one that you are looking forward unto him to do in your life. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, I told us yesterday that this month of April is dedicated to the study of the scripture, to the study of the word of God. And I told you that if you want to give it a tag for the month, it's going to be liberty by his word. The scripture says he sent his word and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I remember last year, our point of celebration, our theme for the online program that we aired last year was tagged, he sent his word. So by the grace of God, this year as well, we are going to celebrate the word of the Lord upon our life. And I told you the anchor scripture for the month of April is in the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it means that our freedom, our liberty, our prosperity, the blessing, the favor, that great help that we need is right there in the word of the Lord, in the knowing of the truth and in claiming the truth that guarantees our freedom, our liberty. So this month, like I said, we are going to dedicate ourselves to studying the word, understanding the word of the Lord and others. As a child of God, you must understand this as you go today and as you live your life daily. You must understand who or what the word is. I know many of us, we have listened to the word of the Lord. We have listened to the word. We read the word every day. And I want to believe that you know that Jesus Christ is the word himself. If you read the book of John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 5, the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. That is the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 5. The word exists from the beginning. As a matter of fact, there is nothing that was created outside the word. Everything in this world that we live in stands on the word of the Lord. Everything on this world that we are living in came to life by the word of the Lord. John chapter 1 verse 3, the scripture says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The following verse says, in him was life, and the life now becomes the light of men. The light that we see now, the light that enables us to walk even in the season of darkness. The word transits to life, and this life is a light-giving life that is in us. That is the word of the Lord. There is no complication in the word. Just ask that the Spirit of the Lord will give you revelation. as you read through the word. Beloved, I want you to understand that an important part of your life as a believer is growth. And as a child of God, you don't grow alone in the place of prayer. You don't just grow alone in the place of your dedication and fasting and prayer, but you must grow in the word. It's important for you to know that you have to grow in the word of the Lord by studying the word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, one of my beloved verses of the scripture. Of course, I love every portion of the scripture. The scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show yourself approved. Grow in your study of the scripture. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. This word is not meant for pastors alone. It's not meant for bishops, no, not meant for workers, not meant for evangelists to know. It's meant for every believer, every born-again child of God, to study deep into the scripture. Search deep into the scripture, for right in there is the source of life. What brings life to your existence? What brings liberty to your life? What gives you liberty from the law? And what gives you the riches of the grace of God is your growth in the word of the Lord, your study of the scripture. Stay with the word of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. It gives understanding unto the simple. Remember, I told you that the life that we receive through the word of the Lord is a light-giving life. And the scripture is saying here that the entrance of this word gives light. It gives you understanding. It brings life to your existence. It gives you joy in the midst of sorrow. It gives you peace right in the midst of chaos. It gives you peace that passes all understanding, that even you yourself, you cannot explain. Let me ask you this question, beloved. Who gave you this idea that as a child of God, you can neglect the word of God and survive? That kind of idea is from the pit of hell. Understand that everything answers to the word of God. The scripture says, all things were made by him. Verse 3 of that John chapter 1, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Everything answers to the word of God. Sit with his word. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, and believe me, we are going to enjoy ourselves in studying the word of the Lord in this month of April. But I want you to hold this in your hand. Our anchor scripture says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But understand that your freedom through the word of the Lord is guaranteed, not only when you know the truth, when you do the truth, you practice the truth, not just listening, but being the doer of the truth, being the doer of the word, not just listening, not just speaking as I am speaking now. There are a lot of people that speaks the word, but they don't practice the word. They speak the word, but they are not in the doing part of the word. Not just speaking, not just hearing, but doing the truth brings your desired liberty. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I lift up the word of the Lord upon your life, and I bless you this day in the name of Jesus. As you go out, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful time.